Yeah, for people who are still on the stream, the broadcast, the phone system, the teleconference system, actually cut everybody off. And Lonnie's working on it, but they've reconvened at the other number, and as soon as all the people are there, we'll bring the stream back up again. We'll bring the audio back up again of the teleconference. No, at this number, right? Yeah, I was just informed that the company that did the teleconferencing actually had a power failure, and that's why the call ended up terminating accidentally.
Dropped off on the prior service due to a power failure in the conference call service provider in Davis, from what we understand, and we are trying to reconstitute the meeting. This is Dave Adelson speaking, and presently I'm on the line with KPFA's treasurer, Marnie Tattersall. Lonnie Hicks is making calls trying to get other people on the line. We've left messages for people and are trying to reconstitute the call. In the meantime, while we were here, I wanted to address the question of KPFK's, what our surplus is. And so anyhow, Marnie, on the working group, we had a discussion about what surplus meant and how we would have a definition for surplus. And we, Baruti, Lonnie, and I, and I don't recall if Ambrose was on the call, came to some consensus that it would be defined as your September 30th balance sheet. Your official surplus would be defined as your September 30th balance sheet, cash in bank, minus your immediate obligations, and I don't have it in front of me, balance sheet, so I can't tell you which line that was, not including the deferred grant income. Your cash in bank plus short-term receivables minus what the accounts payable were. And there may have been one other line in there, but that was about it. So that's how you would say this is surplus. This is what surplus is. Now,
here.
Hey, Lonnie, how you doing? We're just chatting. We're on the stream right now. And Marnie and I were chatting, and she was curious about the surplus calculation. And I was telling her about what we had come to some consensus on and hopefully would get to present at this meeting from our working group call, which was basically that we would define, we agreed that surplus would be defined as your September 30th balance sheet cash in bank plus accounts receivable minus accounts payable. And was that it, Lonnie, or was there one other line that we talked about?
That
I
was
sent it in
much,
that email.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Okay.
But remember in that call, I said I would have to look to see how it was actually going to work out using that formula. Well, I did go have a look. The part about cash in bank minus the accounts payable is available in that monthly balance sheet, so you can always see that. The accounts receivable part is a little bit more problematic.
Right.
As I looked at I got in touch with all the stations to see how they were handling accounts receivable and out of that MEMSIS system. And the more I dug into what each station was doing with MEMSIS, they're not doing accounting with MEMSIS. So we'd have to put an overlay. They're doing like cash.
Who just joined us?
Baruti.
Yay, okay.
Baruti, just so you know, we're on stream now. We're waiting for a couple other people. I'm going to click off and try and call Casey again in a second because I tried getting through and couldn't earlier. Marnie had asked a question to me about KPFK's reserve right before we got put back on the stream. So I was talking surplus, and I was talking about our working group discussion with Lonnie and how we came to a definition of surplus, and Lonnie was giving a report on or commenting because on what he's found out about this. So Lonnie, can you say what you were just saying so Baruti's caught up?
Yeah, we were trying to, you know, come up with a way that each station could answer the question, what is my cash position? We chose cash because that's easy.
Surplus.
Well, you know, surplus is undefined, so cash is...
No, we're trying to define surplus as your cash at the end of the, on the end of your balance sheet, plus your receivables minus your payables.
Well, I looked into the receivables, and I'd say that one's still a problem because every station sort of does it differently, and everyone seems to use their MEMSIS system differently, and we need to work on that. When I looked into it, I said, my God, what do you do? Whoever you see differences for each station or how they book pledges versus outstanding pledges versus deferred pledges, that is, pledges that come in over 12 months, and sometimes they cross the fiscals. And so everybody's doing it slightly differently in terms of how they book pledges on a periodicity issue. That is to say, you know, are these old pledges going past in the prior fiscal? So, you know, they don't do it that way. They just book whatever cash came in plus whatever they think the pledges will be that are outstanding. So I want to drop off. I'm happy with surplus would be equal to cash at the beginning of the fiscal, minus AR, so cash in any month, minus any AP, accounts payable. So if you show cash on that balance sheet of $500,000 and you have payables of $300,000, current payables, not long-term liabilities, but current payables of $100,000, then you can roughly see what your working capital is going to be for that given month or period. Now, in the case of the budget, which is what we're trying to get to, what I look at is the ending or beginning cash for, in this case, September 30th, 2004, and it's available on pacifica.org. And I think in Kay's case, you had $397,000 in beginning cash. Once you look at the ending cash, you get a sense of what's happened in that area over the years. So I would take your beginning cash, $397, and look at where you are at any point in the month, because you started with $397, so you're talking about a cumulative number there, plus whatever the balance sheet shows in the current month, and you get the two as your overall cash position minus the account payables at that particular month, and you get a sort of sense of where you stand.
So to answer Marnie's question, Marnie, we, as Lonnie said, we ended 2004 with 390 something, 394, I think, and then our projection by the end of the year on the income statement is a $258,000 net surplus. So and his cash. So if you just took that and added it, you would say 650. The question is that payable in the start of year balance and in the end of 2004 balance sheet should probably be deducted. And what Lonnie had projected for the end of the year was in cash in bank for us was 530 something.
Well, that included prior year, keep in mind. That included
right, I know.
Prior.
Because all I can do, I mean, to get wrap my head around is I'm currently looking at the June balance sheet that Lonnie sent us, and it says that Kay has cash in bank of 1.1 mil, and it's got accounts payable of 77, almost 78 grand. So
right.
That would say that you would have a surplus as of June of 1,068.
No, but that's not a real surplus by the end of the year because we have that's how much cash we have. But by the we have 3 months of expenses at about 240 a month. So figure by the end of the year, deduct 720 from that.
Yeah, you're
going to have more money coming in.
Now that drive was pretty much done. Yes, there will be more from that drive.
The amount of money he has projected coming in, I think, was on the order of 230 for the end of the year. So subtract 720, add 230, and that should be, and that comes out to about that same 650, which
right.
You get if you add 390 to the 260.
All right. So then my next question, Dave, that we were having was, so therefore, that number, will that be equivalent to 1 or 2 or 3 months of operating expense? And then we get into the, what is the bloody definition of an operating expense or 1 month?
Right. Well, I contend that it should be 1 month operating expense, but that's not how it's been calculated. It's been calculated essentially as 1 month's income. But our operating expense each month is $240. The number we're being told that
see,
we
Dave,
should...
I'm sorry to cut you off, honey, but I don't
please
see
don't.
That it's
I'm
ever been
Marnie,
used as...
Marnie, I'm going to finish the sentence. Oh. That what we've been told for this next year is $278 would be what is being asked of us to be our 1 month. So if you say $650, you're dealing with about 2.4, I think, months worth.
All right. And
no, we just disagree. I want to have to drop off the call, but we've had the discussion many times. I'm going to have to drop off. So, folks, we're on for the 8th.
The 8th at 3 p.m. is our next meeting. That's what we agreed, Dave, while you were off the phone.
All right.
The only problem with that is that conflicts with a technology committee call if it goes more than 2 hours.
Well, it probably will go more than 2 hours.
We have an alternative number we can pick up on. Oh,
no, it's not a matter of numbers. They both have to be streamed.
Oh. Shall we try for an earlier start time?
I think we need to.
Well, we wanted to, but people like LaVarne and Jane preferred starting at 3 p.m. Pacific rather than 2 p.m. Pacific. And that's what we agreed when we had as many people on the call as we did.
But who's on technology?
I am. But again, the main issue is not whether people can make it or not make it. The issue is whether or not Facebook meetings can be streamed, and we do not have the facilities to stream 2 meetings simultaneously.
Maybe Otis could come up with something. Otis, are you listening?
Yeah, it's possible to do it.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, all right, there you go.
Yeah, September 8th at 3 p.m. Pacific will be National Finance.
6 p.m. Eastern. Technology. Technology has been very, very hard to convene.
I hear you. Okay, I'm coming. Gotta go.
Okay, bye.
For me,
yeah, right. That's right. Okay, we'll work on that. So, Marnie, what was your...
Okay, so is it just you and me, Dave, or did someone else...
Rudy.
I'm still here.
Rudy, okay. So my question to you, Dave, was you throw me off when you say that you've seen it appear to be calculated based on income. I haven't seen that in KPFA's numbers. So anyway, history aside, as you look now at your current budget and this 278 number I think you said you were using, are you still saying that that appears to be 12 months worth of income? I mean, 1 year's worth of income divided by 12, or are you saying that at least for going forward for the 06, it's a year's worth of expense divided by 12?
Let me divide it by it.
All right. See, because you throw it out.
It's definitely, it's lower than, the total for the year, the total income, including all sources, is, and ours comes out at, I think, around 3.5 or something like that. I think it's 3.5. And so if you divide that by 12, oh, yeah, that's what, 291, I think, was what we're being asked. And that is 12 divided by the total.
But what was your operating expense since maybe the confusion might be coming in because you're planning on running it, you're budgeting it.
Excuse me, I didn't catch your point.
Hello?
You're planning on, it sounds like maybe, and of course I don't have the benefit of seeing your draft budget numbers. But if you're planning on budgeting at break even, then I could see where your income for the year is equivalent to your operating expense for the year. I don't know. So
because the difference between those is central services. This year's number I know well. This year's 1 month operating expenses ranged between were budgeted to be between 215 and 240, I think. And our budgeted 1 month reserve was 260.
All right.
So that's not quite 1 month's income. It may have been calculated the way you said, which was minus the 1 month's expense is not including cash and capital, but then including central services. And my concern, as you've heard me say before, why are we including central services in a 1 month operating expenses when you don't pay 1 month you don't pay central services on the surplus because you already paid it when you earn the money?
Right. So, I mean, that, of course, you and I don't see eye to eye on, and that's fine. But at least I'd love to know whether you really are insisting that this calculation was based on taking 1 year's worth of income and dividing by 12, which I certainly haven't seen at KPFA. Now, maybe Baruti, what do you see at WBAI, Baruti? Or is he gone now? Are we all gone?
No, I don't know. Baruti's around, I think. He said maybe he stepped off. What I can tell you is that if you take the 260 we were required to have and multiply that by 12, you get 2.6 plus 2652. You get, wait a sec, 260 times 12 is, I'm in a car.
Okay.
It's 2.6
I'm at a calculator.
Million. Plus 520 is 3.1
million. Yeah, 3.1 mil, yeah.
Okay, so our budgeted, this is from memory, but our budgeted listener support for this last year was 285, and our budgeted, I think our total listener support was something like, do you have the income statement there? It should be there.
Yeah,
what was that?
I got cut off. I'm back.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Great. I'm glad you're back, Baruti. I had just asked you a question, but when you know it. While I'm looking this up for Dave on my computer, Baruti, does it look to you like WBAI's 1 month reserve has been calculated by taking total income and dividing by 12, or by taking total expense dividing by 12, expense plus central service divided by 12, expense plus central service plus capital divided by 12? And I'm looking, Dave, for you.
Last year, because this year is not relevant because we don't, you know, we don't even have a reserve figured in. But I believe it was total expenses plus central services. I don't think the capital items were in there.
Right, right. So Dave, Baruti's experience is same as mine, that KPFA and WBAI were not looking at revenue.
I just looked at it roughly. I didn't do a careful calculation. So it may be that difference. And I don't know how much we had in cash and capital this year. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm just getting in there.
But I want to clarify, you and I don't disagree. Like you said, you and I just disagree on that. We may disagree on whether or not it's advisable to have. I mean, you've said, it's advisable to have that excess so that we're actually in a better position and have a better surplus. The point that I don't think we disagree on is we don't pay central services on surplus money. In other words, once you have a surplus, you don't pay central services when you spend it. You pay central services when you got it. So I trust that our difference is not on that point.
Your total expenses budgeted, including central services, were $3,070,000.
$3,070,000.
Right, and now let me take that number and add in cash and capital, because that might come close to the number. With cash and capital, it came to $3,128,000.
Okay, so that was the amount that was, and
right.
That's 1 month. That's
yeah,
one
divide
month's
that
revenue.
By 12, and see you're dealing with.
And that was the 260 that we were asked. So that was
right.
So that
I contend that's 1 month's income.
Okay, well, you can call it 1 month income, just as long as, I mean, when we're doing the math here, it was calculated based on expenses.
Okay.
It may just be serendipitously that that's the way it works.
No, because we're balanced. Okay, I will yield on that because it doesn't matter. What we're saying is total expenses divided by is the 1 month, but among those expenses are essential services payment that is not part of an operating expense. In other words, if I'm sitting on money and I never got another dime, I never pay another dime of central services. So it's not an operating expense.
Right, and where I say we agree, and I don't want it just to be a conversation with me and you, is that the whole idea of the surplus and coming to a number is that you're just trying to come to a healthy number. We could use some other formula and still come to a healthy number, and whatever that healthy number is, it is. And
so the best way to do it, rather than to argue, for example, that, the point of this reserve is to have 1 month's operating expenses to get you through October, because it's false on both sides. It's more than 1 month's operating expenses, and we don't need it to get through October because people have their drives in mid-October. Let's just say we're going to require a reserve that's equal to the following amount calculated in the following and leave aside all that narrative, which just tangles us up.
Sure. Yeah, there's many a way to come to something. But Rudy, weigh in here, babe.
Yeah. No. I agree. I mean, I agree with Dave that if you're just saying expenses, then central really shouldn't be part of it because that's not a commitment that you'd have to fulfill should you not receive any income. But if you want to get the largest reserve as you possibly can, then you should add central services in there. And like you said, you're developing a larger cushion for yourself. So I agree that we just have to be clear on the definition to make sure everybody's doing it consistently.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Right, and that's all I'm saying. And so the point is that to include central services creates this misperception. Why don't we say, I would just as soon say make it 1.2,
That would get to the same place.
It gets to the place, but without the tangle of lack of clarity. And I think our job should be to clarify everything we can exactly what we're doing, and that would help.
Yeah, it would help. Yeah. Of course, the idea of whether you have to add cash and capital in, that's a whole other range of it, which apparently was done, and yet when I was building budgets with our business manager, we weren't counting cash and capital. So again, there's a whole concept of what...
Well, and that's a very funny point, because what you decide to put in capital is completely elective. You could put in and say, we want to build this, it's an elective number.
Well, I would hope it wasn't total fluff. I mean, I would hope most of us are being conscientious about putting in capital what is needed in capital, not just putting in
But you look at that and you say, do I put the roof on this year or next year? In other words, it's not a number that's pulled out of thin air. It's related to actual capital needs. But if you and I sat down and wrote up every single real capital, quote, need around the network, we would have a number that's vastly bigger than is in any of those things. We're saying this year we can only afford to do so much.
Right, and so that's we budget. So anyway, are we going anywhere? We don't have KCD, but where do you want to go with this? I mean, I can talk about KPFA's rough draft numbers, which are in flux, but I hate to see it when LaVarne is not here to give her input. I think LaVarne and I are seeing eye to eye on this very closely. I know Casey's not here. We were still talking about Kay. What do you want to do, Chief?
Yeah.
I think we need to leave it here and do what we can next week.
Okay.
What do you think, Rudy?
Sounds good. We're just gonna have to repeat whatever we say at this point.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I will talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
See you. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Good night.